I did have the opportunity during the week to talk with Brendan Gallagher. He's a stalwart on the Australian music scene for many years. And he's a music producer, a composer, a singer, a songwriter. He's a director of the Australasian Performing Rights Association, APRA. He's a board member of the International Council of Music Creators. And he's the vice chair of the Asia Pacific Music Creators Alliance. He's got an Irish background. He's also got a song called Sweetie, which is sitting in the top five of AMRAP's charts at the moment.
Your name, Brendan Gallagher, has a strong, well, it's an Irish name. Have you got a connection
Absolutely.
Back to Ireland?
Yeah. I'm fourth generation. My great-grandfather came from Letterkenny in County Donegal. My mother's people came from County Clare. She was a dooley. And her name was Kitty, and yeah, I got five older brothers at the whole Irish Catholic calamity. and you don't realise, because I grew up in Eastwood in suburban Sydney, and I didn't realise until I was much older that I pretty much lived in an Irish Catholic enclave, because everyone went to the school and the church on the hill, and up the road were the Sullivans and the Murphys and the O'Briens and the Clunes, bloody everyone. It was like, oh, right, okay. And it's quite funny going back to Ireland, and you think, you know, you've got a pretty strong Irish ancestry, and you realise as soon as you turn up, no, I'm an Aussie. Slightly different sensibilities.
So how often do you go back?
I've been to Ireland three times. The last time was I went back for the first meeting of the Gallagher clan since the flight of the Earls, which is 400 years. And they had a big reunion of 400 people from all over the world, and they actually had a ceremony where they crowned the chieftain and the whole thing. It was amazing. It was like going to a bush wedding but bigger.
In Donegal, I presume.
It was in Letterkenny, yeah.
Letterkenny, okay. Yeah. Brendan, just on you're playing guitar. When did you pick the guitar up to play it?
50 years ago this year. I started playing when I was 12, and I pretty much, I was self-taught. One of my older brothers had a guitar, I was homesick with what was then called the Hong Kong flu. This is in 1970, and I was poleaxed. I was really, really sick. I think I was home for a month, and I just picked it up and went, oh, yeah, I get this, and started playing Beatles records, and turned out I had a pretty good ear, so I just picked it up and I didn't stop. It was a bit of a revelation, really.
You went to school presumably with the brothers, and did you learn music there?
Well, when I was after I started playing the guitar, the next year my parents decided that I needed to go to another school, which was the Christian Brothers, who were the strong arm of Catholicism, and they
a good description.
My mother, as soon as my mother realized that I had some musical acumen, she decided I should learn the violin, because she was quite an accomplished pianist. She had an El Musain piano, and so I used to take my guitar and my violin to school on the train, and I hated the violin, and I used to leave it on the train regularly. And they always used to find it, you know, get it back. And after about the third time, they thought the kid doesn't want to play the violin, which I regret now. I wish I'd kept it up. It would have been a good formal training and background, because eventually I learned how to, the formalities of music, just through making records and being around very good jazz musicians. But it would have been nice to maybe pick it up a bit earlier.
So your new album, Restless Creature, sounds like that might be describing yourself.
Yeah. My mum had many names for us boys. And one of them was, you know, she'd sort of shake her head and go, restless creature. Yeah, because, you know, for whatever reason. And it kind of stuck. And the whole thing about being an artist in Australia, which is, you know, I teach a bit. I used to teach a bit at TAFE at university, mainly about music business. And I remember I used to say to the kids, like, hands up here, anyone who's an artist, you know, and no one would put their hand up, you know, maybe one would, you know. And so that Restless Creatures, that whole thing about, you know, is what you're doing important or is it not? Which is every artist deals with, you know, on their own terms, particularly in this country, and particularly in times like this. Artists are feeling very, very left out of the picture in many ways, because a lot of us are going broke, and a lot of people won't go back into it. They won't be able to. They won't last.
I have detected what I see as a change to Australian music in the last few months. It seems to be gone a little bit quieter, a little bit more contemplating, kind of like maybe more time is being spent on the music and the lyrics, etc. Would you agree?
I've actually, personally, I've stopped the idea of actually creating music, even though I'm not one of these guys like Nick Cave who, you know, goes to his office at 9 o'clock in the morning and sits at the piano and I will write today. I've always been an opportunistic kind of writer. It's like, you know, I'll be watching television or doing something and I'll pick up the guitar because I'm bored and something might happen. And then I'll kind of stay with it until I'm thinking about it too much, and then I'll put it away and come back to it. I've never really forced it too much. I've never been in that camp of, it's September, we better write our new album. It's like, I don't think that is a good way of going about things. But in the last 2 or 3, 4 months with all this mad CV19 business, I've just gone like, this could be going on for a long time. I'm not going to use up all my resources too soon. So I'm just, I haven't been playing the guitar that much. Luckily, I had a record to mix. After I did my record, there's another band I'm in called the Dead Marines, which is two friends of mine that have their own careers, Bernie Hayes and Bo Campbell from Front End Loader. And we did one album 15 years ago. We've been playing together ever since, but we did a new album, and I spent the last couple of months working on finishing that record off and mixing it, and I finished that last week. So I'm pretty much unemployed at the moment. I have no gainful employment. I've got plenty of time to do value adding, like, you know, Talk to Yourself. And I have 5 other albums that I forgot to upload to AMRAP, so, or 6. I'll probably do that. There's always something going on.
The song from your album, Restless Creature, that's gone right up the charts on the AMRAP chart is called Sweetie. It's an instrumental. Yeah. I sometimes wonder how instrumentals get their names. So is there a story behind that one?
An opportunistic kind of story. So I'm a slide guitar player. I grew up on Rykuda Records, and I learned to play an open tune and stuff like that. And that was that particular tune, Sweetie. It's very simple, but it's kind of... it doesn't sound like it, but it's kind of based on the same kind of patch of chords as Albatross by Fleetwood Mac. It's a similar kind of theme, you know. And at the time, someone I knew, I've forgotten now, because I wrote that song, it's over 30 years ago. And someone said, someone I know knows Jane Campion, and she's working on a film. You know, the great New Zealand director who made The Piano and things like that. And the working title of the film was called Sweetie. So I called that tune Sweetie and sent it to them for consideration to be used as part of the background music or the score for the film. Basically, I was trying to get the film score. And so it became known as Sweetie. Thank you.
instrumental song called Sweetie from Brendan Gallagher. Brendan, of course, strong Irish connections, and that song is, well, sitting very high up, top five in the AMRAP chart at the moment here in Australia.